The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Out for your just desserts, it's not just the words. Some of y'all heads up in the cloud, I'ma bring y'all back to earth. It's black back to burn, y'all talking about out your mouth, I'm not concerned, cause y'all got to learn. It's y'all turned like Detroit Red when his head had an ultra perm. The long walk to burn, your bare heels soaked the worn your boots. The game camouflage like army suits, but I can see it more clear cause I came with the coupe in here. Ring the alarm, inform the troops, send them out into the world, go to war on the flu. Eye to eye with the enemy you sworn to shoot. Now I'm coming at your neck, sick of hearing something wrong with me, wrong with you. When the cheek just way too smart to question. The enemy, the brothers of a dark complexion. The governments of the world is shark infested. They heavy on weaponry like Charlton Heston, man. Look, it gets low, man. Low, now I'm talking about.
Come on. Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Wait, he fooled with Joe girl?
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means you got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you on?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. You gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I avoid?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pin from them, and you can claim a reward later using that same pin.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you said.
Calls 308-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
With Marty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, Island Wholesale, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
Bring y'all back to earth, it's black back and burn all talking about. Out your mouth, I'm not concerned, cause y'all got to learn. It's y'all turned like Detroit Red, when his head had an ultra perm. The long walk to burn, your bare heels soaked the worn your boots. The game camouflage like army suits, but I can see it more clear cause I came with the coupe in here. Ring the alarm, inform the troops, send them out into the world, go to war on the flu. Eye to eye with the enemy you sworn to shoot. Now I'm coming at your neck, sick of hearing something wrong with me, wrong with you. When the cheek just way too smart to question. The enemy, the brothers of a dark complexion. The governments of the world is shark infested. They heavy on weaponry like Charlton Heston, man. Look, it gets low, man.
So what you gonna do?
It's my favorite music. Yeah,
ain't I'm right on with you. Your logic does not compute.
Come on.
All right, the Monday, October 31st edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. Happy Halloween to everybody. Hope you had a good weekend. And it's Monday. Another day, another dollar. Like I always say, all work and no play makes you a dull person. All, you know, all play and no work makes you broke. So find a happy medium, and Monday helps you find that happy medium. All right, I want your minds right. We got a lot of talk about today. We're going to go to Abaco Live in short order. Roscoe Thompson's going to be joining us live. But before we get that, you know, we got to get your headliners in, all brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. We'll get into the buzz, brought to you by John Shoes. Of course, the Global Woman. Receipt another planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. Get into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. And then toward the bottom of the hour, I got your numerology report, all brought to you, of course, by The Island Game. All right, fully loaded, first hour of the show. But I want to make sure your mind's right on a Monday. Phone lines are open, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96, 422-4796. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on. Here's your trivia, your brain teaser. We're playing for Joker's Wild Party Passes. Great show over there at the Joker's Wild. Headliner Kurt Green. Feature comedian Brent Blakeney and yours truly. Funny show from start to finish. 2-for-1 on all locals, so take advantage of that. Tuesday through Sunday is showtime. Doors open at 8. Showtime is at 9. We're located between the Carlin and the Beach Tower over there at the beautiful Atlanta. So come get your laugh on, 2-for-1 style at the Joker's Wild. All right. And, of course, that Dunkin' Donuts coupon. So you're running on Dunkin'. We make sure of that. All right. That's what you're playing for. All right. Here's your question. You know how to get your answers in. What is Shermer, Illinois famous for? What is Shermer, Illinois famous for? You got between now, the top of the news, and the 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in. While you chime in on that, I'm going to chime in on the headliners. Was blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views that Matter since 1844. All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. New arrivals in stock right now. Both locations, Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, the flagship store, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza. Both locations available for you Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. And, of course, you can also do your shopping online, finethreads.com. Shop online, then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. All right. As we jump on in, glaring headline on a Monday. 4 gunned down. Man, woman shot to death. Story by Travis Cartwright Carroll. A man and woman were murdered during a quadruple shooting on Lightbourne Avenue in the Rock Crusher community last night. This is according to Chief Superintendent Michael Johnson. And then I've heard other stories today, early this morning, more murder. Allegedly. So we got to keep an eye on that. But yes, Chief of Police, Mr. Fernando, we have a crime crisis, sir. We do. I think that should drive the point home. Now, listen, y'all on to something, but y'all got to be specific as you Google in regards to Shermer, Illinois. I'm getting some good answers, but you got to be specific now, okay? You got to be specific. And a lot of y'all selling me the answers with some great movie names, but you got to be specific about those movies that you are sending in. And boom, there we have the winner. Shermer, Illinois is the setting of several John Hughes movies. Because why? John Hughes is from Shermer, Illinois. So here's my winner right here. I'm texting my winner right now. Boom. Send me your info, please. Now, you had some good answers. I cannot tell you a word of lie. You got to look at the body of work. Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Classic was shot there. The Breakfast Club was shot there. All right? Some great movies. Great movies. And, of course, John Hughes, famous because, you know, he hails from there, incorporates his hometown as well. Whoever said large monsters, thank you for playing. No, it's not the real golf course. Not a good answer, but that's not it. Like I say, sometimes you Google long, you Google wrong. All right, so send me your info, please. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. All right, I'm going to need a name, all right? I got the phone number already. I just need the name. All right, give me your government name, and we'll make sure you get hooked up with your prizes. All right, got that out of the way. Back to the headlines. Pintard, PAC will investigate Bermuda trip. Another story by Travis Cartwright Carroll, and opposition leader Michael Pintard said yesterday that the Public Accounts Committee will investigate and send information related to the Davis administration's recent controversial trip to Bermuda. Now, they're going to send for information. We don't care. The PAC being used, they blew the dust off the PAC. I'm impressed. You know what I mean? Grammy, when last you were at the park, man, when Tupac was still alive, right? A lot of time you were at park really being effective, right? Boy, the park is back. They blew in the dust off the park, boy. They sent us information to Bermuda. Stop it. So we keep an eye on that. Take VAT off medicines. Pharmacists insist new margins won't work. Story by Candia Dames. Despite the government's recent announcement that new price control changes will take effect tomorrow, the Bahamas Pharmaceutical Association, BPA, has written Minister of Economic Affairs Michael Halkidis insisting the new price control regulations specific to the pharmacy sector are untenable and non-sustainable for the sector to operate for any length of time. Yet another branch of the community and society reaching out saying, look, this needs to be revisited. This may not work. Now, if it's supposed to be beneficial for all, then you have to take into consideration both sides of the fence. You have to look at the business owners and the stakeholders in this as well. If you want them to be able to sustain said businesses and continue to provide jobs. Tensions over Lyford Key Old Fort connection pathway. Boy, look here, that sounds like a little battle of the rich and famous out there. Kermit, we need to go down and check that early. Let's go down there and see what kind of Hatfield and McCoy situation is happening behind the gates at Old Fort. And Lyford, about that pathway. Very interesting. Very interesting. That might make for some good TV. You got a caller, let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, what's up, Naughty?
Hey, what's going on, Gardner?
Naughty, the pharmacist says that they need VAD plus our duties off, right?
According to this article, yeah.
Yeah, so you know, that's what I mentioned the other day. We need at least you need duties off everything. You know, and then you need to replace that with income tax to take the pressure off all the businesses that at the same time bring the cost of living down. You see?
Well, we got it. Look, I want all aspects and portions of society involved in this to benefit from it, because I look at it from we the consumer standpoint. I look at it from a governmental standpoint, but I also look at it from a business owner standpoint. And if you want them to continue to provide jobs, then you need to figure out some sort of concessions as well.
That's how it happens. And then the businesses, they pay a license tax off the growth. License fees of the growth. What they need is a corporate tax, which is left. You see, that the corporate tax is a percentage of their profits.
I mean,
not their net sales. That's, you know.
If you look at some of these percentage markups, 35% markup equals 26% gross margin. 40% markup is like 28.5% gross margin. And breadbasket is like a 20% gross margin. So, you know, everything
the duties
is connected.
And the VAT that carry the prices up anyway. So when you take the duty off and the VAT, and then these people got to pay VAT before they sell and all, you know. That's foolishness. You see, the government is too lazy. You see, and what happened is the tax need to go on the income, the profits, not, you know what I'm saying?
But listen, listen. Now, you know, Gardner, that's like some of the words we don't really speak around here. We allude to it, but we never really enforce it. Income tax? Now, we need to look at that.
That's the problem.
A
place like Jamaica got 30% taxes. 80% on people's on their income.
But what's more important, Gardner, we need to collect said taxes.
Yeah, the government's too lazy to collect the taxes, so they put in these taxes that they can collect at the border and think that's easy for them.
But I feel
that's
you.
The problem.
Good points as always. I got another call and then I got to get to Abaco, man. But I appreciate you as always there, Gardner. Let's slide up into the buzz. All brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. And don't forget, John reminds you, in addition to new arrivals every Monday, they now have, fast fashions, workwear for you, all the accessories to go along with. wide selection for men, women, and children. And, of course, now they have small home appliances and cookware as well. So be sure to check them out, both locations, John's Plaza, Carmichael, and the flagship store over there on Rosetta today. All right, let's get the second caller and the third caller. We'll be coming to you in a second. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? All right, pay your bill. But I appreciate you holding. If you need minutes, let me know. What's going on?
Right here, my brother. How's everything?
Everything is copacetic.
Yeah, man.
How are you, Big Jeff?
Right here, man. God don't always make some very valid points.
Yeah, man.
You know, the income tax, you know, one often would wonder, why is it so difficult for the government to consider income tax? Isn't it quite ironic that perhaps they do not want people to know the true wealth that they possess, what business opportunities and ties that they are involved in? Isn't it kind of ironic to also discover the business ties between the parties, who is in cahoots with who is in collusion with who when it comes down to businesses? You see, all of this is tied in. This is why the Freedom of Information Act, which everybody has been asking for a very, very, very long time, has such a difficulty for them to pass in the House of Assembly, our House. And to be honest with you, I don't expect anything substantial to come from our government. And this spans successive governments when it comes down to Office of the Ombudsman, Freedom of Information Act, the entitlement of Bahamians to know their constitution, and that, you know, the very things that Bahamians need to know in order to help them go forward in this, to create the kind of Bahamas that we are looking forward to.
I agree with you there, Jeff. In 2022, we know how to find said information, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You point us in the right direction, and we know there's a viable source, like a Freedom of Information Act. And we could deduce, you know, some of our questions ahead of time.
Well, even right down to what is the true value of our natural resources.
Correct.
I'm going to give that to you. You see, all of these things that I've mentioned, Naughty, are the things that Bahamians, the day on the street, they want to know this information. And you're not going to get that. I don't care how much you ask for it. It's going to take someone who is not of the old guard, who is really truthful, who wants to be transparent and accountable.
I heard a veteran in the barbershop, and you know the barbershop is the last bastion for free speech. You know what I mean, Jeff?
Of course.
Everybody from any political divide can get together, and nobody's feelings hurt when you leave. You know what I mean? It's all good. That's the barbershop. But listen, I'll be honest with you. When you go in certain sectors out there, all right, and you look in the barbershop, it's a broad cross-section. I heard a veteran look at me, say, Naughty, I listen to the show, I like your show, but listen, man, you often talk about the average. Yes, we do have the average, but I'll tell you, the internet done smartened that the average up. And when I sat there and I reflected on that for a second, I said, yeah, it's true. Because the information that they seek is readily available. Now you can't really pigeonhole people into certain aspects, and hopefully we'll get out of that dumbing them down for years and years and years. So every 5 years you could fool them, and let's bring education back up in the same time. Obviously, that might eliminate some of the brain drain as well, because the potential is there. We just need to make sure that the right resources are applied. So, yep. You know, I agree with you there. Today in 2022, you can't pull the wool over people's eyes no more. Somebody can pull you fired.
Well, unfortunately, you know, like you said, the knowledge that we need is online. Some will not go and get it. And then it's up to us who actually go there and seek this information to bring it forward to the public. We are exposing it. And you still have a lot of persons still trying to give you that pushback as if you're talking nonsense or you're fighting against their particular political party government that happens to be in session. I'm going to tell you, the time is going to come. The time has to come. When we actually stop all this talking and we actually get the actions that we want done, either by a party government that's going to come in and do the wishes and the will of the people, or we're going to have to do some other stuff by getting some outside help. And that's all where it's at right now. But we can't continue living like this. This is totally ridiculous and unacceptable. And I'm going to leave it there for now, Naughty, but continue the great work. let's continue to educate the Bahamian people. Let's continue to listen to their voices. And so we can have some commonality here where their voices do count in the public discourse.
Always a pleasure, man, Jeff, and continue to call in and chime in, man. Appreciate your contributions, and, you know, give my regards to Big Steve and Little Steve. You know, that's my boys, them, so make sure you tell them I say what's good. All right, so let's get to the break, flip side of the break. All right, we're going to get to Abaco. We got Roscoe Thompson chiming in live. We got lots to talk about in Abaco, lots to talk about. And hopefully this week we might have some good news out of Abaco. All right, we'll pick it up on the flip side of the break. It's the Monday, October 31st edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
It's time to say hello to finger-licking good KFC Bites. KFC Chicken Bites are freshly hand-breaded bites of premium white meat, seasoned with the Colonel's original recipe of 11 herbs and spices. These boneless KFC Bites are made by the fried chicken experts and include your choice of mango habanero, buffalo, barbecue, honey mustard, ranch, or special KFC sauce for that grown-up taste you'll enjoy. Dip, dip, hooray! KFC Bites, it's finger-licking good.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always, you're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Pumped for pumpkin? Indulge your pumpkin passion with Dunkin's Pumpkin Spice Flavored Coffees. Enjoy a Dunkin' Pumpkin Spice Signature Latte made with rich espresso, pumpkin spice, and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. Or try the new Nutty Pumpkin Coffee, combining Dunkin' Original Blend Coffee, hazelnut flavor, a delicious pumpkin spice swirl, and cream for a delicious nutty twist. Available hot or cold, Dunkin' offers the ultimate pumpkin coffee experience. The Bahamas runs on Duncan.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, the Monday, October 31st edition of Talking Heads continues right now. Real quick, before I go to Abaco, let me just chime in and hook you up with your global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less, all brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And don't forget, KFC Nassau is hooking it up for you. They're giving away one Meta Quest 2 VHR headset, all right, each week in November. So one a week, all right, for the entire month of November. First run is next Monday, and all customers need to do is mega-size their meal deal or big deal at your favorite KFC location. Fill out the receipt to enter in stores for that chance to win. And when you enjoy the craveable flavor of a KFC meal deal, mega or big deal mega, you could be the lucky winner of a MetaQuest 2 VR headset, all right? Simply mega size and enter your receipt at your favorite KFC location for your chance to win. See you in the metaverse, courtesy of KFC Nassau. All right, so now I'm going to the metaverse, but I'll go to the entertainment verse and see what's heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less right here in today's edition of The Global Woman, all brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. Pardon me. Sad news out of the WWE. Superstar Carmella has suffered a miscarriage. Sad news there. Kanye storms out of a Saints soccer game after heated exchange with parents. My Three Sons star Dawn Lynn in a coma after brain surgery. Paul Pelosi, attacker charged with assault, said he wants to break Nancy's kneecaps. What's the fetish with kneecaps? Now, you know, here's the significance. There was Nancy Pelosi, and there was Nancy Kerrigan, the skater, who got hit in the kneecap. They said Tonya Harding did it, but maybe it was this guy, because he seems to have a fetish for women named Nancy and kneecaps. And I'm not trying to make light of the situation, all right? I just noticed the irony and the similarities. How coincidental. What else happening? Elon Musk now pushing a Paul Pelosi conspiracy theory. Somebody need to push Elon into a room and lock the door and keep him there for a while. D.L. Hewley says Kanye would be in a conservatorship if he was a woman. Oh, God, D.L., calm down, man. Calm down. All right, and sadly, thank God nobody was injured, but Bronny James rushed off the court after gun scare during his high school game. Yeah, it's everywhere. I mean, where has the idiocy not reached? And sadly, Cormac Roth, Tim Roth's musician son, dead at the age of 25. That's a wrap on today's Global Woman who's heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. All right? And be sure to check them out all month long and upgrade it. All right? And have your chance to win. All right? MetaQuest 2 VR headset. All right? And blast yourself off into the metaverse. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to the Zoom as we slide into the Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. I'm taking the Dunkin' Donuts coffee break with me right now and sliding it over into the 5 o'clock as well. Got my good friend, Mr. Roscoe Thompson. And we're talking all things Abaco, another update, another Abaco live edition of Talking Heads on this Monday. Roscoe, what's good, man? Tell me something good in Abaco, man.
Lakers won a game.
Dear God, but I mean Abaco, that's in that LA.
Right here, man. Same old man. A little disappointed in this administration on the CERS order that they're ending in December.
I've heard a lot of backlash on that. I've heard a lot of, you know, commentary and it's not too fair, but people really feel that that's gonna increase the suffering in Abaco on rebuilders and homeowners.
They say a case by case. Case by case.
But doesn't that open up a really gray area?
A very gray area in that regards. I just don't think they've thought it out. And, you know, these are things that are going to come back in the backlash on them in a couple years because, you know, they campaigned on keeping Abaco duty-free and VAT-free. And, you know, slowly but surely, they've taken and added new things each week or each month. They're being put back on the duty or, you know. So it's, I think Abaco, you know, Grand Bahama, well, East and Grand Bahama, us, we're going to be in for a little rude awakening in that regards. So I'm kind of disappointed.
There's a lot of folks that seem to be truly disenfranchised, Roscoe, like just totally fed up with both administrations in regard to Abaco and Grand Bahama.
Yeah, I mean...
But we'll keep it to Abaco today because that's what we're focusing on.
You know, but at least stuff was going on a year ago. It's a year into the administration and what has Habakkuk benefited from, you know? I mean, that's what I'm trying to figure out, you know? We still have the same issues that we had, you know, a year ago.
Okay, I got to ask a couple of questions off the text lines, Roscoe.
Yeah, man.
And I think we've addressed some of these. Because I can remember when they came out, okay, this is going to be a revisited situation here. But nonetheless, you know, I'd like to keep my taxes informed. So we got a couple for you. The first one being, Naughty, good afternoon to your guests. Please ask Mr. Thompson about persons living on the farm who have receipts to show where they've been paying local government to occupy the land, some from as early as the 90s to date.
Well, let me say this. If they have, anybody has any receipt from local government or a local government official, local government cannot collect funds. That is in the Local Government Act. Anybody that has any record or any proof of that, I would say WhatsApp me, and I've said my number on the air, or WhatsApp the Attorney General, because that is illegal. Local government cannot solicit or collect funds in that one. I have not heard that. I have heard of the one on some agricultural and crown land is leasing out for $2,000 a year pieces of his property. That's what I know of.
Okay. So I think that puts to bed that question, or if that texter was, you know, trying to find out if there was anything, you know, irregular going on. But obviously, now, you know, you cannot collect on behalf of local government. Yeah, it's in the law.
It's not my area, but the local government practitioners, I cannot go out and collect fees at the crossing for parking, for example. That right. is against the law. That's against the Local Government Act. You can't do that. So if people do have receipts that show that they are paying somebody from local government, those people can be those people that are in local government, if they are doing that and what the texter is saying, can be prosecuted.
All right, we got another one coming in. Naughty, ask about the availability of housing on the island compared to the labor force needed to keep its economy running.
Well, I harped on, we discussed that last
week. I want to say this, before. But let's revisit it for the text, because maybe they missed it.
We don't have the housing here for the workforce. I mean, that's a given.
And that's not just the construction workforce, right? That's medical, that's
immigration,
teachers, police, immigration, police.
That's everybody. I mean, listen to me right now. To try find, and I from what I've heard and understand, is immigration is trying to get more officers over here. But where are they going to put them? Because there's nowhere to rent. You know, so it's something that needs to be addressed. We just do not have the housing that is been rebuilt, and the duplexes and all that, and the triplexes and everything from Dorian. People have not, because they don't have the money. They might have not had insurance. You know, they're just now getting back on their feet. And that goes back to the CERS order on a case-by-case situation. I mean, the government should have just given Abaco another year duty and VAT-free. End of story.
Well, it's a hard one today with this topic, though. I mean, I can't tell you where to lie, Roscoe. We're starting to see a lot of people shed at least some light or interest on the housing situation in the shanty towns down there. I think we need to continue out. I think we might be getting some attention drawn to Abaco now. Maybe we can get the wheel, you know, some oil if we keep on squeaking. Naughty, great show as always. Question for you and for your guests. Should we remove every Haitian or migrant from Abaco and replace all with Bahamians? Where would those Bahamians reside?
Well, that goes back to the housing. You know, an example, and Naughty, you know, I caught a lot of, I don't want to say a lot of hell, but I caught some grief for suggesting government opening up a subdivision, you know, to, and people buy, Bahamians buy. But what are you going to do? You have legal immigration. So what are you going to do with those people that are of Haitian or Jamaican descent? What do you're going to move them if they're legally here? Now, if they're illegally here, yes, they should be deported back to their country. But as you know, their country is in a state of turmoil right now that, you know, we're sending, or they're thinking of sending our defense force down there to help out. Well, we need our defense force here in Abaco and in Nassau. But I don't. Where are the Bahamians going to live? It goes back to the housing situation and the rental. The government is looking at putting housing subdivisions in, but they aren't looking at putting rental units or triplexes or whatever it is in. That's where you need that right now. It's going to be hard to get rid of. It's impossible to get rid of all the migrants and replace them with Bahamians. It's just, you have Bahamians that aren't going to do certain work. You know that as well as I do, and most of the listeners
know
that.
My concern is this, though. A lot of people have their opinion on the actual situation as far as migrants go, okay? And the crux. But nobody really likes to look at the layers that Bahamians have turned a blind eye and benefited off of migrants over the years.
We have.
So we're a contributing factor to it. I mean, a text just time, we got a call coming up, Roscoe, so we'll let you get to that as well. But Naughty, not saying the shantytown should remain, but we must admit that Abaco was poorly planned and there continues to be no plan. Also, all political sides are complicit in the evolution of the farm, the mud and the peas 2.0. Well, 4.0, because I hear it's quadruple in size.
We are, and that goes back to the back of the days of when we were farming an agricultural island, which is before me and your time, or, you know, we were around, but we didn't know much about it. When they had the citrus farms over here, the orange farms, and a lot of it was done... At that time, I believe it was done under the same, well, not this administration, but under the PLP government.
I mean, when you look, when you trace the roots back, I mean, it had to start somewhere. But again, everybody's been, you know, involved and benefited from it.
And they keep pushing the buck. You know, each administration, you know, when the FNM was in,
they kicked the can down the road a little further. When the PLP in, they kicked the can down the road a little further. The goalposts continue to move.
I don't see why it's taking so long to get this injunction, you know, removed. In regards
now,
that just
relies on the magistrate in that regard, correct? Whenever they feel good and ready to lift it, right?
It relies on the attorney general.
But how long have you been waiting for that injunction? Like 3 years, 4 years?
Well, the injunction came back in before Dorian, and then there was another ruling when the Minister of Works at that time, I think, was Desmond Bannister. They started pushing bulldozing houses down that were rebuilt after Dorian, and another injunction was put.
We said it's that injunction, right?
Again, the injunction, if I'm not mistaken, said that no new structures could be built, but you could not demolish any existing structure that was there.
Right. So if you had 30 existing structures prior to the injunction, then you should still have 30 structures there now.
Right. Right.
Let's go to the phone lines real quick. I don't want to miss out on this call. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, good afternoon, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on?
Good afternoon to your guest. You know,
52, this you? Good day from you, brother.
Yeah, you too, man. You know, I always enjoy your semantics, Naughty. Real talk.
Same thing.
Man, you know, the gentleman is speaking some truthful statements, right? But, you know, I'm always sitting and wondering why. I listen to the narrative, you know. He said Bahamians don't want to do certain work. You know, but I hate to believe that. Maybe for the price. Everything is for the price. And so we know capitalism deals with exploitation. That's only one of the side effects, much less the influence they have on global economies and local puppet governments, right? Now, you know, Naughty, I'm just wondering, why is it that we will sit pathetically by every day and keep juxtaposing labor requires numerology with given like it's a right for illegal migration, when we're not looking at it from a national security standpoint and a parallel society standpoint, that these people are becoming too vast and too much in numbers. It's just the way it is. You know, I believe in integration, and I don't need to give no excuse for what I have to say, because it is really getting out of hand. These people are talking, they are living in ivory towers, they're not living in inner city, they're not living in Abaco, and then we're not hearing the full stories from everybody. So what are we going to sit by top of labor requirements and not give the people the right to just come and flood our country? This is ridiculous.
I agree.
I mean, I'm not a real fan of nationalism, but it has to be. You have to draw some point. It ain't like none of our leaders ever been to war and fight for the country. They'll break off running just like some European leaders when Hitler invaded them.
Don't do it.
Man. Spineless. Yes.
Thank you, 52. Hey, 52 is so candid, man.
No, but he's right. And I agree with him. But at the same time, you know, it's just not as easy as deporting. You know, there's a lot of layers to this, and it's no excuse. I'm not saying that you can't find Bahamians to do the work. I'm not, you know, but there is just some work Bahamians aren't going to do for the price that you could pay a foreign national.
And that ties back to us shooting ourselves in the foot.
Well, Naughty, over here right now, for a gardener, you're paying $100 a day, you know? I mean,
right?
How, and he's right. Some of us are the problem, you know. And I say us because I'm speaking as a Bahamian.
No, I get. I mean, it's still to me with that. There's mitigating factors, and we need to tweak it until everybody benefits out of the situation, because you can't just have Bahamians being displaced, and at the same time, you got to have opportunities. You got to be able to grow, and you got to be able to build. So you want to do it moving forward. And taking the labor component you spoke about into consideration, yeah, but we got to harness that properly so it doesn't go askew. You know what I mean? And people take advantage of it, and then we have a for lack of a better word, bastardized market or sector.
No, I agree. I agree 100%. You know,
got another caller. Let's get there real quick before the break. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
How you doing, Naughty?
Hi. What's happening?
Good. Listen, man, the issues we have in places like Abaco, if you go back, there is a lot of research on Abaco and how, you know, those levee farms and the farms established down there. You know, those people were brought in here to do a specific manual labor type job. And back then, we had a human capital problem. Putting manual labor on those particular farms, and they brought in labor to do those particular jobs. Today now, we have an issue with the economical side of labor, where the issue with Bahamians, not that Bahamians ain't going away. We're talking about cost. What it takes for a Bahamian to work on a particular, with our cost of living, our lifestyle and all that stuff. And that, if we look all over the world, with when you talk about immigration, you have certain type jobs that certain citizens don't do in their country. And that's where the immigration issue come in. When you have foreign investment come to this country, right, they come here to make a profit. And that's a part of this economy. They come
right
here to make a profit. Right? And when making a profit, you want them, if they could find someone to do construction, the farm or whatever, work Monday to Sunday, don't complain. When we won't get off at 5 o'clock, we don't want to work weekends because that's our lifestyle. You know, and that's where, you know, these people, when they come into our country, you know, it's all about, I have a project, I have millions invested, and I need the work done. And I have this particular amount of money earmarked for labor. And that's the issue we face in this country. You know, we look at this immigration problem here on and be honest with ourselves, places like Abaco and those old islands, where everybody wants to be in our store. You know, some people might want to go back. But the cost of living to go in those places, where maybe not a legal immigrant, maybe somebody could come from Haiti or Jamaica, where their cost of living wasn't as high as here, and say, hey, I could live at these standards and survive. I think he may have a different type of lifestyle. And if we look at it that particular way, then we'll understand. Haitians have not been just, Haitians just didn't pop up in the Bahamas. They've been coming here for centuries and have been allowed to flourish in those places, bring their family in those places, given plots of land so that they could be in there to provide a particular type of labor. Some of those people feel like they have an obligation to be at that in Abaco. And we're not being honest, man. And that's the conversation we need to have. No one is going to be in a place where they can't make a living.
I got you.
It's obviously a living is being made for these people are being accepted.
On both sides. It's beneficial to Bahamians and to those migrants. Now, I agree. This is a conversation we got to have, and maybe we need to dedicate a whole show to it. Good call, caller. I appreciate you chiming in. Let's get to the news. Roscoe, hold tight. We'll wrap things up right after the news in the 5 o'clock hour. Talking Heads continues right after this.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Pumped for pumpkin? Dunkin's Pumpkin Spice Flavored Coffees. Enjoy a Dunkin' Pumpkin Spice Signature Latte made with rich espresso, pumpkin spice, and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. Or try the new Nutty Pumpkin Coffee, combining Dunkin' Original Blend Coffee, hazelnut flavor, a delicious pumpkin spice swirl, and cream for a delicious nutty twist. Available hot or cold, Dunkin' offers the ultimate pumpkin coffee experience. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
The noise in the market, you get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we put in Bahamian's voice, guaranteed to pay.
Island Games,
we like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games,
we gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
It's time to say hello to finger-licking good KFC Bites. KFC Chicken Bites are freshly hand-breaded bites of premium white meat, seasoned with the Colonel's original recipe of 11 herbs and spices. These boneless KFC Bites are made by the fried chicken experts and include your choice of mango habanero, buffalo, barbecue, honey mustard, ranch, or special KFC sauce for that grown-up taste you'll enjoy. Dip, dip, hooray! KFC Bites, it's finger-licking good.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place, is your place.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Pumped for pumpkin? Indulge your pumpkin passion with Dunkin's Pumpkin Spice Flavored Coffees. Enjoy a Dunkin' Pumpkin Spice Signature Latte made with rich espresso, pumpkin spice, and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. Or try the new Nutty Pumpkin Coffee, combining Dunkin' Original Blend Coffee, hazelnut flavor, a delicious pumpkin spice swirl, and cream for a delicious nutty twist. Available hot or cold, Dunkin' offers the ultimate pumpkin coffee experience. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
You have to be strong in today's world.
Strong.
Keep your focus and up.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, the Monday, October 31st edition continues right now. Wrapping things up in Abaco. Back down we go via Zoom to Roscoe Thompson in Abaco. Roscoe, a couple of questions before we get out of here. We got this one here. These people are undercutting our labor market, and that's what it is. We should not give anyone a bye at this point. Just follow strictly the laws. That's the only way to sweat this mess. The Haymans find money for whatever they want. They would have to shack up with family and get a job. We should stop letting wrong getting out of hand and force us into acceptance. Wrong message. This the wrong message. This the problem persists, or thus the problem persists. So, I mean, I don't know if at some point if you got to get it organized, and you're trying to get Bahamians back to where they need to be and putting Bahamians back to being first-class citizens in Abaco, then aren't some of these the issues we have to address in order to get there?
It is. I mean, but that you've got to address the illegal immigration, and you also have to address the legal immigration. But you also, you know, coming back to it all, you have to get back to housing. We don't have the housing over here now to address, you know, the Bahamians that are wanting to come back or rent or that need rent, shortage on teachers. You know, we went through that earlier. I listen, if you want to follow the law, correct. They should not be on the farm, boom, bam, end of story. But then where do they go? You know, what's going to happen? I know they're there illegally. What do you do?
I mean, couldn't that lead to a case of if they are removed via the courts and so on and so forth, you're going to have a whole flux of people, like you say, with nowhere to go, nowhere to seek shelter, let alone work or provide for their families. Now they're totally displaced. Now we're looking at human rights situations. Sometimes that don't end up in the favor of us, Bahamians. We got to foot a bill.
Right. That's part of our problem right now is the United Nations is, you know, in a way dictating to us, you can't, you know, you have to do it the right
way. Roscoe, you know? This is a hot one today. We got two calls, so let's try to grab these and wrap things up because we got to get to sports. But yeah, let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Make it quick for me today, please. How you doing?
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on, brother?
Radio, buddy. I'd like to try to make it quick.
I know. You are right with me.
If we continue on this trend and keep, you know, stamping, pushing the bucket down the road, or ain't no way for them. First of all, how they get here? Okay?
Uh-huh.
How they get here, that's the first thing we got to ask. If our law says anybody who hire these people have to find a place to put them up, then that's the law. We can't
agreed.
Continue on this trend. A bunch of people come in our country. You say you got about, what, 12,000 work permits? But we got about 40,000 immigrants here, maybe more than that. And we can't give a count how all these people get here. Now, I'll say this. If we continue on this trend, we'll never get it right. Okay? Okay, we need to sort this thing out. We can't continue to let people break our law and then we keep, pilly-palling. And let me say this, another thing. Immigrant labor ain't no cheap. These people will charge you $80 a day, and they ain't no skilled labor. They just a labor. Hello?
Yeah, I got you, man. Be just done. You made your point, because I got to get to this other corner.
This thing with cheap labor, that's out of the ballpark. Again, I can repeat myself. We will never get no place if we keep finding ways and worrying about who this and that. We have to carry out the laws of our land. See, these people come here because of the slackness of us. Okay? That one tell that one, you come here, you can live this way no way. You see any shanty town in Miami or Florida? You see any shanty town here? Because they know they can't go there and do foolishness. But here, they could come and get away. Like you say, you got another call, but I could say some more things. But
call me tomorrow and pick it up, man.
Yeah.
Be safe. Take care. Let's get to the other caller. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Naughty, typically, I don't call twice in any one show. But
I know.
The previous caller, he is spot on. You know, the thing is, and Roscoe, I'm hoping that you have a pen and paper and really taking down information of these people who are offering commentary, because I'm going to tell you, at the end of the day, you're going to see that everything what everybody's saying, it makes sense. Let me say this much, Naughty, very quickly here. Firstly, we have to find out who's in this country. And it's so sad that the laws are in place, but our governmental officials responsible for this either are shackled because of the courts, or they're shackled because other people in high places have their hands tied. Let me tell you what I mean by that. National security is based upon knowing who is in this country. Why are they here? And so far today, we cannot give an accurate account of who all is in this country, whether they're here legally or illegally. The second part is, you have some legal migrants who have gotten the right to live here, is dealing with these illegal migrants by harboring them. Where's the justice in that? I haven't heard anyone speak to that. Thirdly, and last point, you know, when it comes down to taking on some of these jobs, that we say the illegal or the legal migrants came here to do. I'm pretty sure at today's rate how things are going right now, Naughty, a Bahamian would take on any job that's available. But the thing is, does the standard of living that we have here gonna match the cost of what the person may want to pay them for their labor?
Well, we got lots to talk about next week on next week's show, Jeff. I hope they are from you, Roscoe. You got your pen and paper?
Naughty, and I agree. I agree with Jeff, and I agree with a lot of your callers. It's issues that, you know, yes, people's hands are tied. You know, there's kickbacks here and there. There's a bunch of stuff going on. But before you let me go and you go to sports, I just want to say one thing. You remember I brought up to you before last week about the pharmacies and
correct.
What's going to happen, and the new price control that they're putting on certain items with wholesalers and grocers.
We talked about it earlier in the show, yeah.
They don't realize what is going to happen, not just here in Abaco, but throughout the Bahamas. A lot of people don't realize the shipping to get here to Abaco is a lot more than what it is to Nassau, you know, because you have so many boats that come into Nassau. I mean, Naughty, it's, and that's why I heard you say that earlier about in your thing when you're bringing up about news.
Right.
But in terms of here, if we're going to apply the law, then let's do it. And that comes from the Attorney General. He needs to get that situation sorted out, and then they address it, and we go from there.
Well, we got lots to talk about next week for sure. Round up the gang. I'm sure I'll hear from you again next Monday. And we'll pick up those points on the pharmaceutical items and the prescriptions and the role that the AG needs to play in getting that taken care of as well. I think he needs to play a role in several things down there. Would you say?
Yeah, he does. I mean, I would like to see Ryan Pinder, the Attorney General, start dealing with it. You know, get it addressed. Let's not keep, as the gentleman said, let's not keep pushing the bucket down the
road. Let's stop talking about it. Let's be about it. So
yeah,
we'll pick up the convo next Monday. Bring the crew in, and we'll look forward to talking to you. Be safe, and we'll keep pushing what we could push for Abaco, man, until we get it right. All right, Roscoe?
Yeah, how you like my Dolphins, man?
Almost as good as my Cowboys. Let's go to the break, man. Speaking of Dolphins, heard the pearls in the building out of the break. We talking sports. Monday, October 31st edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay. We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games,
we can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
We know how important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options, we're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
If you want value and flavor, check out the King Meal Deals at Burger King Nassau. Enjoy your choice of a Big King Jr. or a Chicken Big King Jr. with fries and a drink for only $5.75, including VAT. The Big King Jr. features Burger King's signature flame-grilled beef topped with some of your favorite fixins and king sauce on a sesame seed bun, or indulge in the Chicken Big King. Either way, you get value, flavor, fries, and a drink the BK way for only $5.75. Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to a live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip. Talking Heads, the Monday, October 31st edition continues right now. Happy Halloween to everybody. I hope your day's been spooktacular, but boom, that's my last 21 of the day. All right? Yeah, you don't have to boo me. Never mind. All right. We're into the 5 o'clock hour. Earl the Pearl's in the building. Pearly, what's good?
Everything is good. It's known as Mr. Tua. That's what's good.
Wonderful weekend. Your Dolphins won. Your Lakers won. I mean, you know, there you go.
And there's talk that Judd may be a Dodger, but I can't get no better than right now.
There's a lot of talk. Judd ain't going nowhere, okay? You just won that prize to get Jack up so he can't spend nowhere else.
Write that check.
Yes, sir. All right, but let's check out today in sports history, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Don't forget, Monday through Friday, great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast starting at 9 a.m. And, of course, happy hour every Wednesday and Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. over there at Naughty Johnny's. Always worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza. Here's what happened on October 31st on this day in sports. In 1950, Earl Lloyd of the Washington Capitals became the first African-American to play in an NBA game.
Earl.
Good name, Earl. And they pronounced it Earl, not Earl. Yeah, so. The Milwaukee Bucks won their first game. They beat Detroit 138-118. 1995, the NHL's New Jersey Devils announced that they would stay in New Jersey. 1999, Brian White sang the national anthem at the Adelphia Coliseum in Nashville prior to the game between the Tennessee Titans and the St. Louis Rams. Following the game, White gave his second annual Halloween concert at the north end of the Coliseum. Whatever happened to Brian White? I got to Google that. 2001 in Miami Beach, Florida, Jose Canseco was involved in a nightclub brawl. Canseco later violated his probation and was sentenced to 2 years of house arrest and 3 years probation. And 2010, for the first time in Major League history, two former presidents attended the same World Series games. George H.W. Bush and George W. Bush both attended Game 4 at the Rangers Ballpark in Arlington, Texas. Your sports quote of the day you take complete responsibility for yourself, the day you stop making any excuses, that's the day you start to the top. Guess who said that? O.J. Simpson. How ironic.
How ironic.
And that's a wrap on today in sports history. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. We'll get right in to the local sports scene. And, of course, it's all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And don't forget, man, Burger King got a great new deal going on for you right now, all right? You definitely want to check it out. It is the new King Meal Deal, $5.75. Get your choice of the Big King Jr. or the Chicken Big King Jr. along with fries and a soft drink, $5.75. That included waiting on you at your favorite Burger King Nassau location for takeout, drive-thru, and delivery with the Craven app. All right, here we go there, Pearly. Let's have a look at the local sports scene. See what's going on. I know our local trio still playing in the NBA. Obviously, I don't know if all are playing tonight. Maybe, maybe not. But we shall see. All right. We got news. The BAISS softball set for the playoffs. Postseason gets underway on Wednesday. Games continue on Thursday. And we need to go look at some softball, man, Purdy. What you saying? Out there by Freedom Farm, man. Go watch some softball. What you saying? Watch the youngsters. See if the future of softball is good. And has Purdy muted himself again, checking the air fryer?
I said I'm game if you're game.
But I couldn't hear you. That's why I asked if you was muted.
No, sir. Sorry about that.
Got me talking like Colonel Clink. I saw some Hogan's Heroes reruns this morning. You had to watch some of them. They have ways to make you talk.
I like to watch Hogan's Heroes.
But I was a, hey, that was a, when I look back at it, they had some really good comedy back in the day, you know.
Yeah.
Now you can cross me, go watch it later on tonight after wrestling. If Monday Night Football is a delay, watching Hogan Hero reruns. Watch out. All right, BFA expands soccer outreach to Cat Island. And DeAndre Ayton sidelined for at least a week. Story by Simba French in today's Guardian. A quick look at the box score from the NBA's game between the Phoenix Suns and the New Orleans Pelicans from Friday will show that Bahamian DeAndre Ayton, starting center of the Suns, logged just 7 minutes. The big man experienced limited action because he hurt his left ankle and never returned to the game in which the Suns won 124-111. So he's got the ankle. We don't know if it's just a regular sprain or if it's a high ankle sprain. But I have to keep an eye out on that. But You know, obviously that is why we haven't seen DeAndre the last couple of nights in box scores or in highlights from around the NBA. Buddy continues to play with the Pacers. They won a couple of games over the weekend. It seemed to be a little more competitive. Kai Jones and the Hornets, I don't know what's going on with them. They're very bipolar. They get blown up by 50 one day by, like, trash teams, and then they turn around and beat the Warriors by 20 the next night. I mean, what's really going on?
I don't know what's going on with them. They're young. To give them time. They're young.
That's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is, brother. They're young. So they got to figure it out.
That's all they can figure, and they will. They will.
All right. Well, let's slide into the who's out or who's in and who's out segment. All brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. Don't forget, they're available for you right up until 6 p.m. right there on Mackey and Rosetta. You still got time to slide on by on your way home. Grab you a Tropical Gyro today. All right, check them out on the full menu. Chef going to hook it up for you. Big up to Chef Carmen and the crew. And don't forget the new location coming out to the west, Thompson Boulevard, JFK, R&D Plaza. Be sure to check them out. That's coming soon, all right? And, well, Purdy, let's talk. Where you want to start? Who's in and who's out? I mean, I tell you, we could talk. Team's looking good, you know. Team's looking good. I mean, where you want to start? You want to start with your team? I mean, we can start with your team. We can start with that with the NBA. Let's start with the NBA. Let's get that out of the way. Then we'll talk NFL. We'll get ready for tonight's game. We'll do the picks, and then we'll take it to Rick. Because don't forget the Final 10 today, Overreaction Monday with Rich Eisen. So let's look at the NBA. We got some breaking news out of the NFL as well. Some trades went down as well, so we will address that. But
tomorrow's the trade deadline.
Correct. And listen, I won't lie to you, Pearly. If you look at the NBA, by God, your Lakers won a game. Our Lakers won, but I mean, I'm still in exile, you know? The 0-5 still has me a little upset, you know what I mean? But the improvement is real. And if you look at Sunday's box score,
they look like a team yesterday. I that's one game. You got to impress me.
Now they beat a formidable opponent in the Denver Nuggets. And I look at the box score, man, and I look at the Lakers. You got Troy Brown with 26 minutes had 8 points, 1 steal, 6 rebounds, 5 assists. LeBron did his thing, had 26 points, 8 assists, 6 rebounds. Anthony Davis did his thing, 23 points. He had 15 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 block, 1 steal.
Yeah.
Lonnie Walker, the 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th. He had... He had 18 points. All right. That's a sleeper. I told you that was a good move bringing him over from the Spurs. 18 points. All right. He had 5 rebounds, 2 assists, and 1 steal. Pat Beverly, my favorite part of Ski Jones, 5 points, 2 assists, 5 rebounds, a steal, and a block. And then Austin Reeves did his thing as well. Austin chipped in with 10 points, a couple of big threes, a block, a steal, 2 assists, 4 rebounds. And a bench chipped into, and then Russell Westbrook can't be denied. He had 18 points, 8 assists, 8 rebounds, and a Westbrook-like performance. But they showed something last night.
Yeah, he looked good last night. You know, sweet left hand finger roll. That looked nice.
Let's go to the phone lines real quick. We got a caller, Purdy. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
What's going on, Naughty?
Hey, what's going on?
Everything is good.
It's the Mystery Dolphin.
Are you good now?
Konnichiwa, arigato-san. Let me welcome you in Japanese on your Japanese radio.
All I gotta do is say 3 words and you know my voice. What's going on with you, boy?
Listen, we had voice activation waiting and producers waiting for about 3.5 weeks to a month waiting here from you. We thought you got abducted. We thought you went missing. We was calling you Dino, Dolphin, and Naimoni. Now you come back and explain to us the Japanese car situation, and our producers said that is a highly likely and good excuse. Two of the producers are Dolphin fans, so they probably was vouching for you. So here you go. And that's why greeted you in Japanese today. Konnichiwa, arigato-san.
When was the last time you see Dak Prescott run a touchdown?
Prior to the ankle shatterization. Literally, in that game, he ran one, and then he blew out the ankle after that.
Blew it right out.
Or the week before, and then the following week, he blew it out. But yeah.
Yep, that's the second.
I was impressed, man. You know, our defense, you know, has been carrying us all year. They had a boo-boo game yesterday. They let up some points, 29. But, hey, Dockin was like, hey, they get 29, we get 49. We 20 better.
Yeah, but Cooper Rush showing them how to rush, eh?
Cooper Rush. Listen to me, man. I see what you're trying to do there and go right ahead. Cooper could rush right back to the bench and be ready to go if anything else happened. We got a good backup. But right now, Doc's playing well. Progressively improving every week. The defense is still solid. And, I mean, now I got to ask you about you guys. I mean, y'all look like y'all got off the mat. Y'all believe in Tua. And Tua, y'all believe in for sure. I was talking to Pearlie earlier, and I really believe this team has bought into Tua more than anybody else thinks, maybe even more than the city of Miami. The most important thing is the team has bought into Tua.
Well, the only game the Buffalo Bills lost this year was by who?
Tua Nation.
Who beat them?
The big Tua.
Who beat them?
Didn't y'all beat Buffalo? I told you,
that's
the Dolphins beat y'all. The big Tua beat them.
Okay, all right. Okay, that's the only game they lost this year.
I know.
Now, I want to ask you and Pearlie a question. Y'all got 30 seconds each to answer this. What do you think LeBron James should do? Bow out gracefully or stay in the league and play and embarrass himself like Kobe Bryant? Explain.
You see what he did there, right, Burley? You see what he did at the end, right?
What them two means to get you? What? Hold on, man. Hold on.
Come on. I will hear you.
No, but don't say like Kobe Bryant. No.
Well,
let's get back. Personally, I LeBron, and honestly, still has game, still can play. I just don't think he's right for the Lakers right now, and I think he needs to either be traded.
At 38, bro? Retired.
So the Lakers had to figure a way to get rid of him.
Okay.
At 38.
So do you keep saying the age, but that means, guess what? There's some 25 and 28-year-olds he'll eat for breakfast.
If they allow him to.
Oh, no. Don't just be real. I
if
can't
they allow him.
I mean, listen, I can't stand him. I don't like him, but I'm being real. I've been honest.
Okay. No, you being real, you recommend LeBron James to stay in the league past this season?
No, not at all.
Okay. At Kobe's stage, when he was playing at his age, did you recommend that he stay in the league? Or was your personal advice for him to leave while the leaving was good?
I my advice was that it was leaving, or he left when the leaving was good. I thought he took it right to where he could, and he left.
He embarrassed himself.
It wasn't that Kobe's skills. The injuries hurt Kobe. Kobe injuries bring Kobe down, but it wasn't that Kobe couldn't do the game, and he did embarrass himself.
Now, let me just interject here. As far as the first portion of the conversation, I already said when LeBron initially came to the Lakers, this was a move for life after basketball. He's more interested in the endorsement deals and playing with his kid one day. At this point in time now, if Laker fans are really honest and objective, the best person to trade would be LeBron James. Yep. At 38, he still has assets, and you still have four or five teams that are playoff contenders that in a heartbeat would replenish us with draft picks and possibly players to make the salary match, that the Lakers would not be stuck in a purgatory post-LeBron James. So I think you need to trade him right now. As far as the window closing, I've been saying the window has been closing on him for the last few years. That happens in the league. If you look at Jordan toward the end, Kobe rose up and devoured him. People do, at the end, like you had some players coming up, taking it to Kobe. Old boy in Portland who just got traded to the Pelicans. What's his name, man? Used to love give Kobe fits, man. And they traded him. He was in Portland. They just traded him to the Pelicans last year. Loves to drink the wine on the side. The wine connoisseur has the vineyard.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
The name will come to me in a minute. But nonetheless, LeBron has a bunch of players now that are coming up that I hate to say are the Mambaites, so they rather beat up on him than play with him, and his reputation precedes him as a young player killer. So I think the Lakers' best move is to trade him away and benefit as much as we can from the assets that we get back. And as far as Kobe goes, 61 on the way out, brother, is nothing near to an embarrassment. That makes up for anything you deem embarrassing over the last couple of years of his career, which were marred by injuries.
It wasn't 61 on the way out. That was early in his career.
No, no.
He wasn't on the way out.
Excuse me. 61, he walked out of the door. His final game was a 61-point outburst. Okay?
Exactly.
And the 80, and hold on. And the 80, you're getting mistaken with the 81-point performance by Kobe beating Black Mamba Bryant that rode off an entire NFL playoff weekend.
No, they stood on the side and gave him those points.
They were
generous to him.
That was out of respect. Look at the stats. He had a bunch of three-pointers. He had to hit them. Can't you tell
that he is to Kobe what I am to LeBron, my brother? Can't you hear it? Can't you tell?
I respect Kobe far more than I respect LeBron.
There are three players. All right. You can't talk bad to me. I respect Kobe Bryant far more than I respect LeBron. You can't talk with Magic Johnson on me.
Well, there you go. But hey, it's good to hear from you there, Mystery Dolphin.
Pleasure, man. Y'all have a good
Now, quick question before you go.
Uh-huh.
What's going on with Bam and the Heat, man? Y'all one couple and y'all lost couple. Y'all should have won. What's happening there?
You remember that move I told you Pat Riley was going to make?
It coming soon, eh?
If he did, we wouldn't have been where we are right now. So I expect something to happen soon.
All right, but I can hold you to it because you are our official Miami Heat correspondent.
Probably after the new year. They can make no move that after the new year.
But something coming in Miami. The chemistry looks off with the Heat, man. It looks something is askew there.
Yeah, something coming.
All right, man. Good to hear from you, man. Let's get to the break, man. We got to get to the break. And on the flip side of the break, Pearly and I will pick it up.
Go ahead,
Pearly.
Before you go to the break, I think too many times we look at teams. It's only been 6-7 games. We far from determining what these teams look like for the season. So when we look at these things and say something off and all that, how many teams we see had rough starts and came back after the All-Star break and just blew away and make it to the playoffs and make good runs at the playoffs?
Purdy, I agree with that point. That's an excellent point. I'm just talking from a standpoint where, you know what I'm talking about. When you see, like the chemistry is askew. There's something there.
Maybe so, but I still think it's much too young. I think if we look at come Christmas and they like that, we say, oh, yeah, something quite wrong. That'd be like 10, 15 games into the season. You have a better look. It's too small a sample size, in my opinion.
All right, on the flip side of the break, Pearly and I are going to continue who's in and who's out with NFL action for the Monday night's game. All right, you got the Bengals and the Browns in a big AFC North matchup. We'll tell you who we like in that. And we'll get you ready for all of that on the flip side of the break. And don't forget the Final 10 like we do each and every Monday, Overreaction Monday, with our good friend Rich Eisen right here on Talking Heads. The Monday, October 31st edition continues right after this.
It's time to say hello to finger-licking good KFC Bites. KFC Chicken Bites are freshly hand-breaded bites of premium white meat, seasoned with the Colonel's original recipe of 11 herbs and spices. These boneless KFC Bites are made by the fried chicken experts and include your choice of mango habanero, buffalo, barbecue, honey mustard, ranch, or special KFC sauce for that grown-up taste you'll enjoy. Dip, dip, hooray! KFC Bites, it's finger-licking good.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the test. Always, you're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, Johnson's confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live. At Cancer Treatment Centers of America, within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. That's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Pumped for pumpkin? Indulge your pumpkin passion with Dunkin's Pumpkin Spice Flavored Coffees. Enjoy a Dunkin' Pumpkin Spice Signature Latte made with rich espresso, pumpkin spice, and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. Or try the new Nutty Pumpkin Coffee, combining Dunkin' Original Blend Coffee, hazelnut flavor, a delicious pumpkin spice swirl, and cream for a delicious nutty twist. Available hot or cold, Dunkin' offers the ultimate pumpkin coffee experience. The Bahamas runs on Duncan.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads, the Monday, October 31st edition continues right now. 5:46 p.m. is the time. Don't forget, we got Rich Eisen's Overreaction Monday for all of you NFL aficionados coming up. But before we get to that, Pearlie and I will hook you up with the scores for tonight's game, what we like and who we like in tonight's game.
I wanted to say something. I wanted to congratulate your Dallas Cowboys. I watched that game yesterday, and you look like a... I almost called you to say call off the bet. And I'll tell you why. I look at the team, and it looked like a very complete team. It looked like a team that's poised to take the NFC East or maybe even make it to the Super Bowl. And I was like, I should call an audience and try to pull this bet off. But when I really look at it, though, and when I see y'all gave up 256 yards of rushing.
That's okay. I'm worried. There's been three straight games that the Bears. Hold on.
Philadelphia. You got.
Hold on, stop. You're worrying about the run. Oh, the irony. You have that same Chicago Bears team coming up this week. The one that's run for three straight games, over averaging 225 yards a game for the third straight game. And I'm sorry, you do have some little bit of offensive weapons on the outside, but you ain't going to pitch up 49 when they score 29 because your defense ain't like our defense. So I say that to say this. Be careful what you wish for and cast on others because you're going to get popped in your mouth this week by that same Bear running game. Y'all may win the game.
That's what you're hoping for.
Hey, Earl, the minute they hit 201, I'll be like, hey, welcome to the 200-yard club. You surrendered it too. Holler at your boy.
No, that's what you're hoping for. That's what you're hoping for. You don't run on Miami. You could pass on Miami right now because we have injuries in the cornerback.
Yeah, you just know like how I flipped that point on you with the run. Hey, you didn't see it coming. Hey, I was waiting on you. I was waiting on you, boy. I was waiting on you.
I knew that was coming.
I was waiting on you.
Listen, I saying this, and I want them two haters. And I'm saying, of course, it's never going to be that real. But I said, the two haters, if this is any indication what Miami's going to have over the next few years, it's
going
to be fun to be a Dolphin fan.
Listen,
it's going to be fun to be a
Dolphin fan. I'll be honest with you, man. I was looking at possibly being up, two games in our bet, not just one. But by God, Tua came back and saved you in Mystery Dolphin. But I ain't gonna lie, he bailed you all out for another week, kept you close.
You can see that with him. You can see there's a different Miami team, and he's in that lineup. You see that. They love him. They play around him. They rally around him. And McDonald's have a wonderful team. I just see good things coming in the future. It may not be this year, but I see great things coming in the future.
All right. Well, we got the Bengals and the Browns tonight. All right. And I'll be honest with you, Browns fan, this could be your last time seeing Kareem Hunt in a Browns uniform. He may be a Los Angeles Ram by the deadline tomorrow.
And what's the big
Raekwon Smith, big linebacker traded from the Bears to the Ravens. Stat boy's crazy right now, ecstatic over the moon. The defense gets better in Baltimore. That ties in with the smash mouth run first kind of options and offense they like to run. It ties in with another big linebacker that could seal things up. But I think it's a great move. And I think when they got rid of, that they traded to the Eagles, who used to play for Dallas and used to play for y'all, the outside linebacker, the edge rusher, who just got traded to the Eagles.
Not Cameron Wake.
That's the next one. No, not Cameron Wake, man.
Robert Quinn?
Robert Quinn, correct. Robert Quinn got traded. Smith was vocal about it. I don't think he's happy. He's out the door as well. So yeah, there's rejuvenation going there in Chicago. There's a youth movement. All right, I like the Bengals to get this done tonight. It's a big division game, but I like them to win this division game. And I like T. Higgins, and I like Tyler Boyd. If you got them in fantasy, make sure they're in your lineups because they're going to be blowing up for you for the next couple of weeks. Ja'Marr Chase, 4 to 6 weeks on IR with that hip injury. Now, they haven't put him on the injured reserve list.
But guess what?
But he's down.
That cost me in another league. I forgot to pull him.
Yeah.
At his point.
Well, listen here.
I get beat by the number one dude in the next.
I know what I do, you right? But you decided for everybody to blow up on me yesterday. You had Kamara blow up. You had the receiver blow up. You had Jesus God. You had everybody named Mar blow up. Your kicker blew up too. Anyhow, you look like you're trying to drink. Just remember though, you still got to recognize the champ is still here, buddy. And until it's over, the champ is still here. You got to go. You still got some road to hoe before you drink out of the golden goblet. All right. I just want you to know that.
I know that.
But that was a good win though. Jesus, Kamara. I didn't see that coming yesterday. My God.
And I almost traded him to somebody I know.
And you know what? You know what really pissed me off yesterday? I said, you know what, Chicago got the number 7 pass defense. They're bringing Doc back. You know what I mean? And I sat CeeDee Lamb, dude. I thought Olave was going to blow up. CeeDee got me.
You sat CeeDee?
Yeah, go look at my lineup. I went Olave, St. Brown, and old boy from the Raiders.
Devontae.
And Devontae went bump. What happened to the Raiders yesterday? That's what you call diarrhea in the bed yesterday. That shut out there. Raider fans, y'all shouldn't even talk to me today. That was garbage. Hard smoking garbage yesterday.
I feel for Eddie Carter. I feel for Eddie Carter.
I feel for Eddie and a couple other Raider fans.
That game is fire coach game. That's what that game is.
Yeah.
Fire the coach.
Real talk. You ain't lying there. Real talk. Fire now, who you like tonight? Bengals or Browns?
I like the Bengals, man. I need Burrow to put up some points. Because in another league, I was so pissed off with Russell. I gonna start Trevor Lawrence. That son of a gun gave me 6.
Anyhow. Yep, you learned today. Anyway, we like the Bengals tonight. Bet it, set and forget it at theislandgame.com. And you know, like I said, big things popping at the Island Game. All right, check it out. And the sports book off the chain. Kermit D, you got Rich Eisen lined up for us? All right. So, Purdy, we'll see you tomorrow, man. Good luck tonight with your picks. And we'll talk tomorrow. All right? And hopefully the Lakers will have another
Philly,
win for you as well.
Philly going up 2-1 on Houston tonight.
Yeah, I think so. They look like they're trying to seal that deal, Purdy. You might be right with those Phillies. And you called them months out. He said that's the dog horse to watch. So we'll see if you were right on that. Let's get to Rich Eisen, man. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads.
That was crap. That was garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction. Monday.
Chris Tweeter, you have the floor.
All right, these two teams were the two biggest favorites of the week. They both won by double digits. We should just skip right to Bills, Eagles.
See, that's an overreaction. As much as I'd like to buy both, as you know, have been sitting atop my power rankings for darn near a month as 1 and 2, unmoved despite your heckling.
Me? Not just me.
That's why I'm looking at TJ Jefferson.
Well, let's be honest. My heckling was a year in the making of you heckling me every time I did a.
You know what? This is not. This is not a tit for tat, sir.
It technically was.
It's a tat.
You've noticed I've stopped. I just got it in. Let you know how it felt.
I'm gonna keep that.
I don't know, man. There's still a Chiefs can do what they want to do. I still want to see what the Bengals look like when it's all said and done. The Titans are tightening up right now.
Then,
of course, you've got Dallas in the NFC. You've got San Francisco looking the way that it looked this past week in a week-to-week league. I got to sit here and say that's an overreaction. That's what I'm going to say.
All right.
Yes, Chris?
I'm pretty proud of this one, actually. Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill, good at the football. They've now combined for 1,688 receiving yards through 8 games.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most by any teammates through 8 games in the Super Bowl era.
That's a lot of football you're talking about.
A lot of football. They are already better than the Marx Brothers.
That's a, I mean,
Duper and Clayton.
I know you're talking about Marino's tandem.
Yeah. They're really freaking good, man.
I know that. I'm just going to call it an overreaction just because I don't have everything in front of me. And that's just in the, just, it's just too soon. One half a season, you can't sit here and say something like that.
Sure.
But you can use that as a frame of reference and also point out the fact that that would mean Tua's the Marino in this equation.
By the way,
and
Tua's throwing up some numbers, man.
Out. He is balling out. And right now, he looks like the pick in front of Justin Herbert, doesn't he? And I know that's just a snapshot. You want to talk about just snapshots through 8 weeks. Tua is having a much better season than a guy who had so many people talking about he's the MVP, referring to Justin Herbert coming into the season. And Tua has been most valuable for Miami. So that's the way I will handle your supposition before I ask you to move on. What else you got?
By the way, just speaking of Tua real quick, 70% completion percentage, and he leads the NFL in passer rating at 113 and QBR at 79. He's been awesome.
Yep.
Pretty impressive. All right. NFC South is hot garbage. We can all agree with that. The NFC South winner is going to be sub 500, and they're going to host an 11-plus win team in the playoffs.
I think that's a good one. I think you're right. I think 8-9 would be
8-9.
You know, your sub 500 record of choice, and an 11 win team. That's
Cowboys have 11 wins.
Cowboys, probably? Giants could. Giants. I mean, you got two teams that are hitting their bye weeks at 6-2, with 9 games to go. They go 5-4 at the worst. One would think that's 11 wins. So, and Philadelphia's got 7. You figure they're going to go at least in their last 10 games, 5-5, which is better than 11 wins. So if they go, if the Eagles go 5-5 and the Cowboys and Giants go 5-4, and that's kind of like the worst one would expect from a teams that are currently 7-0 and 6-2.
Right.
You've got two 11 win teams that aren't division winners. So that's a pretty damn good supposition. I'll say that's not an overreaction right now. Halfway
all right.
point.
All right, speaking of Cowboys.
Yes, sir.
And this is for you, TJ.
All right.
We all owe Dak an apology for thinking Cooper Rush might be better.
That's
for,
you,
for
not
Dallas.
Me. I never thought that. Right. TJ, did you think that?
Not for a single second of my life did I ever.
One
think.
Of the, by the end of the year, when we're in our last week of 2022 doing shows and look back on the year.
Is that the dumbest
one,
take?
One of the most useless, in the end, by result, topics of conversation that burned up phone lines on shows similar to this one all year long.
I tried to have us not involved in this type of.
Well, I mean, Jerry invited it. Jerry invited it when he said,
"Yeah, but you called it.
Me a quarterback controversy."
You called it immediately.
Before
you
even hearing the soundbite, I said he's just inviting what he would know would be the controversy that's not within his own halls, not within his own office walls. But he was just inviting all the wins to force that on the Cowboys as a topic of conversation, despite it never being a possibility. So what else you got over there, Chris?
Did anybody wake up early and watch borrow an ESPN Plus account and watch the Broncos?
Well, I woke up early to host a program and give you updates throughout it on NFL Network. So I was finally tuned to the high knees of Russell Wilson.
Cage loves saying Broncos country, let's ride. It's
Why
super
not?
Funny. They're going to ride right into the playoffs.
That's ridiculous. That's such an overreaction. Come on, man.
Russ is back.
Stop it.
Broncos You're country.
Sure. Why not?
They finished strong.
Defense
they finished
is
strong.
Really good.
Hey, man, Russ was throwing that deep ball to KJ Hamler with some old school
nice.
Stuff. You know what it looked like? It looked like Geno Smith to Tyler Lockett in Seattle.
Which one?
Yesterday.
The one that hit Lockett in the face
one
or the
caught,
one that he caught?
The one that he caught for a score.
Got it.
KJ Hamler, nice deep ball by Russ on 3rd and 5. He high-kneed it for a first down. So, good for him. They That's needed right. that win. Right. Certainly the coach yeah. needed the win. 3-5? Come on, man. And the problem for them is they've already lost to the Jets. Denver, they've made this bet, man. They went to the L.A. Chargers, couldn't win that game in overtime. They got a problem. because teams in front of them, they've already lost to. So.
All right, well, since you brought it up, Zach Wilson is going to cost the Jets a playoff spot.
Hey, man, that is, for the moment, in week number 8, an understandable position. An understandable position. We will see, is all I'm going to say. I will call that an overreaction for the moment. Just to repeat what I said earlier in the program, Zach, hit your...
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.